Couple things before we get to your calls. Number one, Yankees did make a minor trade earlier today for Austin Slater, a right-handed outfielder from the Chicago White Sox. I don't think you should look into this as meaning anything. Like, they're going to trade Trent Grisham or Aaron Judge is more hurt than they're letting on. I think it's simply the Yankees could use a bat that hits left-handed pitching. Trent Grisham is a lefty. Jason Dominguez struggles from the right side, even though he's been better recently. It just gives him another option. It's a nice depth piece for the New York Yankees. So small trade, smart trade. They gave up nothing. Professional right-handed bat who plays the outfield. I don't think it means anything such as Grisham's being traded or Judge's more hurt than they're letting on.
Just to add on to that, though, the obvious move that everybody's expecting is Peraza will not be here. Mm-hmm. So if Peraza's not going to be here, there goes your excuse that Rosario can't play short. You know, he immediately becomes that guy to play for Volpe.
I view him right now as that guy.
Right. So we go from 3 days ago, maybe in a pinch, to he may be the only guy who can play short.
Oswald Peraza right now has no use on this team. And the only reason he is still on this roster is because he's out of options. And there's something very difficult about DFAing a former prospect. It's very difficult to do. I've never done
right.
it. I'm not a GM, but I can imagine when you have a guy who's a prospect for so long, you've committed so many resources and time and money, and now the way you get rid of him is designating him for assignment. Like, I think Brian Cashman needs a shot of whiskey. I'm joking.
No, you're right.
It's like when Tommy releases a guy he drafted high in fantasy. Like, you finally do it. I have the same problem. It's like, I can't do this. I drafted him so high.
Or trade him.
Well, no, when you trade him, you get something back. It's easy to rationalize.
But sometimes not good enough. You don't know what you're getting back.
Though. It may not be good enough, but when you get something back, at least you got something back. The day the Yankees decide to send down, quote-unquote, Oswald Peraza, they're DFAing him, and he's gone. And that's it. And all those years that you worked hard to develop him, it's just out the window. The other thing is, Aaron Boone in postgames likes to defend his players. I want to play you a clip from last night. He's asked from Meredith Marakovic one of the early questions about Anthony Volpe's struggles, and you could hear the frustration in Aaron Boone's voice. And I direct that frustration at Anthony Volpe. Like, it was one of the early times, one of the first times this year, I sensed Aaron Boone losing his patience with the Yankee shortstop. Take a listen. Tell me if you feel the same.
With Volpe, he had two big at-bats there on the offensive end, but obviously the errors. Do you think that's becoming a little bit mental?
Yeah, I mean, we got to get over it. You know, we got to get through it. You know, one thing for certain, he's really, really good out there, and he's clearly had some struggles and, you know, a little indecisive with that last throw, like, you know, and not that, you know, it's a short hop there, but, you know, we can't be indecisive there, and he'll get through it. You know, but obviously there's been some tough moments here, and you know, but for a very talented defender, he will get through it, and we got to get him there.
That was mostly okay.
It ended like Aaron Boone was back to being the
right
pom-pom guy.
Yeah,
but it started with he's pissed.
Well,
it's frustrating.
You know what I would have liked him to say? We know that Anthony Volpe is a really good, sometimes great shortstop, but right now he sucks. And we got to get that fixed. And I don't know if it's mental. I don't know if it's a physical issue, but it's unacceptable for him the way he's playing. And he knows that. We all know that. And we'll get it worked on. Like, just acknowledge. Tell us what we're watching.
Right.
I think part of the time with Aaron Boone, he's talking to us as if we don't see it.
But he started, though, like, I feel you, bro.
He did.
But he started with that pain.
He came back to the same, I guess it's because it's Meredith and he knows her well. And it's not a gotcha moment.
Right.
You know? So he's just looser. But everybody else who asks the same question, he's going to get, he's fine. He's nothing to look at here. And that's not okay.
There is clearly something to look at.
Yes.
You could say all day they got to get through it. To me, the way to get through it is to not commit to him as the everyday shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
You've got other options on this roster, and that's what Aaron Boone needs to start doing immediately. Jerry is in Comac. Good afternoon today, Jerry.
Evan, you're totally wrong, Evan. That's why you're a sports announcer, not a manager.
Well, there's a few reasons for that, bro.
Volpe's a winner. He's been a winner his whole life.
Right.
Six home runs since the All-Star break. He was a Gold Glove fielder. He just hit the ball 452 feet, and he had two hits yesterday, all positive. The guy works really hard, and I think he's playing a little hurt, to be honest with you.
Well, okay.
Maybe that is
guys,
it, but he had two errors.
Jumping on him, and you shouldn't be. And what two errors? Goldschmidt looked like he was sleeping there. You and I could have scooped that up. That was a joke. That was no
but
error.
But you have to admit, no, Jerry, a couple things. I called out Goldie, so I'm with you. He should have made the play.
Yes.
With that said, he bounced the throw, and his defense has been a problem all year. Do you not agree with that?
His defense, yes. He hasn't been as good as he was last year.
No. He's a liability. But Jerry, and I don't know.
No, he's not a liability.
Yes, he is.
He's not a liability. In that clubhouse, he's far from a liability.
I don't care what the clubhouse says. You watch them every day. His defense has become a liability, which is why I give him credit for what he did offensively. I'm not ignoring it, but you can't do that at shortstop and be out there every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's leading the world in errors. He had two more last night. Come on now.
Did Jerry just lie to Tommy? Is he really from Jersey and he's part of the Volpe family that's for calling and protect him? He's leading the American League in errors, Jerry. He's not a liability, Jerry. He's leading the AL in errors. And last night, if Max Fried didn't finally become the Max Fried we saw early in the year.
Right, after a tough couple of firsts.
Yeah.
Right.
He screwed Max Fried the day. He couldn't make a simple flip. And the idea, Goldie should have made the scoop. He triple and quadruple clutched a ball and couldn't figure out what he was doing. I mean, what are we talking about? He's not a liability.
And that's to end the game, by
yes!
the way.
Yes! Yes!
That ends the game. Game over.
Could you
routine
imagine?
Routine grounder to short. There's nothing freaky about it. It's not bouncing the wrong way. He didn't have to short hop it. It didn't, like, clip off his glove. Perfect in his glove. Just get it out of your hand and get it to first base. You've made this throw probably 20,000 times in your life.
If Devin Williams misses a pitch by an inch after that, Anthony Volpe is singularly responsible last night for four runs given up. Thinking about that.
I understand.
The pitching bailed him out greatly. The idea that he's not a liability. Jerry, either you're part of the Volpe family that's still trying to protect him, or you're not watching the games.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it's very well said.
People look at the offensive statistics. Because 15 home runs for a shortstop, it's a good number.
Sure.
He's going to have 20-plus home runs when the season's all said and done. But that's not what we're talking about. Despite his average being, and his OPS being sub what we expected it to be. But who cares? That is what it is. The certainty is not there, and that's his defense.
Anthony Volpe, if and I know this is tough because he was a top prospect, but if his career is what his numbers have shown us, which is a .225 hitter, a .670 OPS, but pretty good pop, like 15 to 20 home runs, he already has 15. If those are his numbers, and you're doing it with the Gold Glove defense we saw his rookie year, that is an acceptable everyday shortstop.
Right.
Not saying he's a star, not saying he lived up to your expectations, but you can live with that. What has changed is not his offense. Because again, his OPS right now is higher than it was last year or the year before. Still not great, but it's higher. The problem is the consistent defense, especially at that position. Shortstop is an incredibly important defensive position.
Right.
And right now, for whatever reason, and you've got plentiful different reasons for it. Sean's brought up the injury. Whether it's mental, I don't know. All I know is the results, and the results are not good enough. Let's go to Jason in Montgomery, New York. What's up today, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Evan? What's going on, guys? Good God. That first caller, was that me calling up the fan trying to defend Volpe?
Right.
That's something. I just wanted to bring up 2 points. First on Volpe. It is Volpe because, you know, he's got the 15 errors, but, Evan, you mentioned the Goldschmidt scoop. It's really everybody on defensive-wise. This is just not a good defensive team. Even that throw by McMahon yesterday, I thought that was going right over Chisholm's head.
Right,
like Chisholm
right.
Had to leap up.
Luckily, he caught it and got the out and got his foot down to get the out.
Right, right. Yeah, he barely got it. I thought he would be safe. But, yeah, that was just that was a crazy play. And then the other point I wanted to bring up was so with Emmanuel Clase on the on that, you know, temporary, like he's right now, he's just out of the league. Do you think it would be wise for the Yankees to see what you can get back for Devin Williams since he's not here next year? Like, can you see them getting a nice haul for?
I think they would do very well. I think they would do very well for Devin Williams, but I'm in the business of winning. And that's what I would be thinking.
And the Yankees are always in the business of winning.
Yeah,
and no matter what we think about their current state of the season, they're still trying to win it.
And if you eliminate your best reliever, or at least one of your best relievers, and that's already a need that you want Brian Cashman to address at the trade deadline, you are making your team worse. Really what the Yankees are trying to do, and I am surprised that it's gotten to this level, but I'm excited. According to multiple reports, It sounds like Minnesota's going to trade Jan Duran today or tomorrow before the trade deadline. And I've made it clear that that's the kind of piece that would really excite me as a Met fan. Now, in the case of the New York Yankees, here's why it would excite me maybe even more. Maybe even more. Because, A, you need bullpen help. You already have two and a half guys you trust in Devin Williams, Luke Weaver, and partially Timmy Hill.
Right.
But Duran is signed for the next couple of years.
Right.